Welcome to the Mark in the Morning podcast. Want to receive this daily? Search Mark in the Morning on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beach Boys. Mark in the Morning, 100.3. The Sound reminds me of that movie coming up. Can't wait. The Life of Brian Wilson. Andrew is back.
Hi.
And before I, you know, give you crap, you were missed.
Oh, friend.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
We have to deal with Mikey, who can't put a freaking sentence together.
I know. Yeah, he barely walks and chews gum.
No energy at all. It didn't support the comedy. It was worthless in here.
He did support the comedy. He just did it really quietly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's worthless.
You know what? After we go into the commercial break, I'm just going to go in and punch him in the face. Thanks
he'll
for
know
nothing.
Why. Yeah, he'll know why. All right, Gina's exhausted from 2 days of legal ID. Andrew, you will step up to the plate now.
Actually, no, I will not. Beloved Looney Tunes character, Marvin the Martian.
Nice.
Is going to do today's legal ID.
Nice.
Oh, joy. 100.3 The Sound is KSWD FM and HD1. Los Angeles and Orange County, a place I would like to blow up with a rocket. And Southern California's classic rock.
Well, after we do business, I'm sure Andrew's going to share the weed whacker stories. It must be crazy. It's gonna just make the show.
I'm telling.
Can't wait for those.
Yeah.
It's Earth Day today, and so we're going to be speaking with Al Gore, former vice president.
Wow.
Support the comedy.
Yeah.
People. Support
on this
comedy.
Show. On this.
That's
show.
Right. That's right. Earth Day. Al Gore. None better. Support the comedy.
It sounds like you're running for office.
Listen, Christian Hand is back. It'll be about 7:45 that he'll come in. And from what I'm understanding, unless I'm mistaken, he's going to dissect Stevie Wonder today.
Yeah.
The first
45 I ever owned.
Nice.
He's going to pull it apart and put it back together again. And I think we all know how painful that can be.
We have got Todd. Todd, Sports with Todd, 5 minutes after 8. Today, we'll reveal information because your hamburger world may be about to change.
Hey, Mark, speaking of hamburgers, you know what I was thinking, but I think ultimately I'm glad I didn't do it. Today marks the 22nd year that I have not eaten beef.
Wow.
And I was going to tell Danny to just grab a couple of burgers and we would do that live on the air. But then I thought, I don't want to be bedridden for the next 2 days, so maybe we'll skip that.
Mm. Did you quit on Earth Day on purpose?
Did. Yeah, I was in high school. I thought that's what you do, and I just forgot to start eating it again.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Do you think that your body would respond that violently?
I really do feel that my body would reject it with the fire of a thousand suns.
Maybe just go eat it on the toilet. just for safety's sake.
My friends have even taken me to Morton's to try and watch me to steak, and I no pun intended, I chickened out at the last second.
Wow.
Yep, couldn't do it.
Today, we will reveal the worst airlines that are out there, the top beaches in the world, and I got a good batch of stupid criminals. All of it revealed momentarily. We'll slice for business. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. In case you haven't seen it, it's all over the internet in Russia. In fact, in the Russian Parliament building, in the middle of the night, there was a couple inside one of the offices. All of the windows were dark except that one. And they were going at it.
Getting it
knocking.
On.
She had her hands on the window and just taking it. And so it was videotaped. It is everywhere. It's really funny.
So everybody check that out.
Yeah. Let's get a song playing so I can go and
get it done.
Andy has been out. He had a couple of days. Sharon told him, take them or lose them. So he took them. So give us.
Use it or lose it.
Give us an update as to what you spent 2 days doing.
Well, one of the first things we did is we got out as a family and we took a hike, which is just a great thing to do in Southern California. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing to me to live in a place where you can be right here. I'm like in the center of a metropolis, and in a half hour, you can feel like you're in total wilderness. You know, just you're hiking up somewhere. So we go up the behind the Hollywood sign hike, Mount Lee, which is really nice, except for a couple of things. One, they still, at the Saddle Ranch there, they still let the horses go up and take that hike. up there. Uh-huh. So you've got to dodge big, nasty piles of crap all the way up this hill. And in addition to that, I'm pushing Silas. You know, Lara's got Vivian in one of those carriers in front. So she's, you know, able to maneuver that pretty well. But I'm pushing Silas in a jogging stroller. Oh. This kid's pushing 60 pounds now. He's like 55 pounds. And then the stroller on top of it. And it's steep, man. My heart was thumping like a rabbit by the time we got close to the top of it. Here's my problem with people, though. What's the thought process with people who take music, loud music, on a hike?
I hate them so hard.
Why do I want to hear
so hard
your Miley Cyrus remix when I'm out? What, did you get that? What's the thought process?
You know what?
Like, you know what? This peace and tranquility is nice and all, but... You know, I think maybe some...
Skrillex.
Yeah, some Skrillex or some, I don't know, so just some kind of loud, thumpy remix would be... That's what would really put this over the top for me. I don't get it.
You know, take a note from me in my cranky old age. Here's, if I were in that situation, here's what I would do. Learn from me.
Okay.
Hey, turn that crap off. Yeah, just go with that.
And get off my lawn. This isn't your lawn. I don't care.
A Los Angeles air personality was beaten severely on a hike. And
this was me 2 weeks ago. I go to the movie by myself all the time. Behind me, when the movie had started, I allowed it while the trailers were going.
Sure.
But there were six kids behind me. And once the movie began, they continued loud. And they continued it. So here was me. Hey! Shut up.
Wait, but Mark, that worries me. I don't want you to do that because I think it was yesterday that that news story came out about the woman who did that at the Furious 7 movie with three teenage girls freaking out behind her, and they met her in the parking lot and beat her up.
A Los Angeles air personality was beaten severely in a movie
theater. By three teenage girls.
And one more thing. I mean, the last time I hiked... by the Hollywood sign. I didn't understand this. I did, as I was hiking, I did what everybody else does. I broke off a piece of the Hollywood sign as a, you know, souvenir.
As you do, sure.
And people frowned at me like I was doing something wrong.
Yeah.
I completely didn't understand it.
Yeah, they'll give you a stinky eyeball for that one.
Why can't you just break a piece off of L.A.? Why not? Put it in your pocket.
All right, we're going to hear more of Andy's, because I want to hear some weed whacker. I know for a fact it went on, and I want to hear about that weed whacker.
Yeah, there's all kinds of whacking going on. But I little bit later on, if you're good, I might treat you to some musical stylings that Silas and I got around to this weekend.
Wow.
They're pretty good. Let me just give you, I'll give you a sample here. He was making some music.
What kind of music is that?
Classical music. It's without no words.
It doesn't have any words, so it's classical music?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Wow.
Yeah.
It had a little bit of Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins one man band vibe.
Plus, my favorite was the very end. Sweet.
Sweet.
Here's Styx on Mark in the Morning. This is 100.3 The Sound. It is Southern California's classic rock. Styx. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Dave is on the phone from Buena Park. We're not going to go yet. He's got a long story he's going to tell, and it's going to suck. But he's trying to win tickets, so we'll see.
Space, the final frontier.
All right. William Shatner's got it. Of course, now, the water situation here in Southern California is at a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Shatner has said, I need $30 billion, and we're going to build a pipeline from Seattle down to L.A.
Billion, with a B.
With a B.
$30 billion. $30 billion.
Water pipeline. You know, oddly, I'm sure there are all sorts of environmental ramifications, but that doesn't seem so terribly crazy to me.
No, not at all. I think there's been lots of people talking about it. The thing is, I don't know that anyone has ever raised $30 billion on Kickstarter.
Right. That's where they're going, Kickstarter. Yeah, $30 billion on Kickstarter. Yeah. And he said, we put it above ground. It's a 4-foot pipeline. Put it above ground. If it leaks, then we're irrigating. And he said, Seattle has too much water. We don't have enough. Problem fixed.
That is crazy like a fox.
Crazy like a Captain Kirk.
Yeah. And also, have you guys seen William Shatner's interview show by chance?
No.
He is an amazing interviewer. And I don't know why, but he is. And I love the way that they do it. They don't have couches. He puts two chairs side to side, each one facing each other. So you're literally sitting inches away from him. And so it's a very close, tight interview situation. Yeah, but it's really, really riveting. Really, really good stuff. All right. Everybody will vote. Let's go to Dave. Dave is going, by the way, for Toto tickets. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Really good. How's things in Buena Park?
Oh, fantastic. Well, it's a little light and dark at the same time. We've got jury duty today, so it's a suffering day. But it's Earth Day. That's all right.
It is Earth Day.
Yes, sir. So I wanted to tell you about a Toto story that happened back in 1990 with my wife and I. So we saw Toto back in 1990. As we're driving back to the hotel after the show, who's in the parking lot but Steve Lukather talking to somebody? So as we're driving a Z28, and I got T-tops on the car, and they're off of the car. And as we drive by through the parking lot, I'm looking nervously for the switch, for the window switch, can't find it. I kind of yell out through the T-tops, "Hey, great show." He looks down at me like, "Okay, thanks," you know. So I go to park the car, tell my wife, "Hey, please hold Steve there, keep him there, you know, I want to get some autographs." Run to the room, I grab some CDs. As I go running back down the hallway, I go just barreling through this door. Now, I'm not a small guy. So I go barreling through the door. Little did I know that they moved from the parking lot to the doorway. I darn near ran both of them over. They both jumped back about 5 feet. Now I'm standing there like a little kid trying to ask for an autograph. And as I'm asking for an autograph, I look just 25 feet beyond them. And there's all of Luke Hitler's family standing there going, "Oh, God, what does this buffalo want?" You know? So they look like they were just heading out for dinner or something. So it was just a great story, great meeting. He's a great guy and should be in the Hall of Fame, if you ask me.
Dave, that's a terrible story. It was just awful. It was 66. See, that's the point. That's the point. You had to be. Why would you tell a story where we had to be there? It was just, don't ever repeat that story again to anyone. It was awful.
Huge Toto fan. Huge Toto fan.
That's really interesting.
Mercy tickets.
But before we do.
Make him Toto's problem.
Yeah.
Let me share this, Gina. Danny sent me this. I dream of Jeannie's booty box.
Gina's booty box.
Gina's booty box. Who does?
He doesn't know who he works with. All right. Because you told the greatest story ever told.
Gina, thanks.
You're absolutely welcome.
She's lying to you.
And Toto at the Greek. A pair of tickets to see them on September 6th. Tickets on sale Friday, April 24th at 10 a.m. Because you tell quite a yarn. You are going for free.
You guys are the best. I love you all.
Thank you, Dave. Enjoy the show.
Thank you, my man. Have a great day.
You too. Talk to you soon.
I just got the joke. I dream of Gina's.
Right. Booty box, right.
I just got
Danny did that.
Just wanted you to know. Yeah. I'm on the same lap you guys are now.
Are there any Grey's Anatomy fans?
No.
Okay. Well, those of you that are, Patrick Dempsey's time is about to come to an end. They say the show's creator, Shonda Rhimes, has grown tired of the actor's diva behavior.
Ooh.
So they don't think they're going to renew. I think it's going into its last season, and I don't think he's going to be back.
Wait, is this fact or crap, or is this really happening?
No, that's actual.
Because, you know, McSteamy, McDreamy, you know, the ladies love Patrick Dempsey, so there's going to be an uproar.
So I think these days it's McOldie.
It's McCreamy. Is this show still getting ratings? Is it still up there?
Yeah, it is. Look, Linda and Matt watch it, and then they chat about it.
Really?
What it basically is medical, so you get a lot of blood and guts, and then it's soap opera drama.
It just looks like a kind of show. Like their biggest demographic are women with dog ramps, you know. People that don't have anywhere to go.
We know how you appreciate
women
that.
With dog ramps.
Home on a Monday night.
I don't watch it. I never have, but it seems like a show that should have stopped 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But the reason it didn't is because they've got ratings.
Yeah.
They're in the top 10.
Well, it's Shonda Rhimes. Anything she touches turns to gold.
What else has she touched?
Scandal.
Oh.
What else?
Another show I don't watch, but I know it's done well.
The How to Get Away with Murder.
All right.
Yeah, she's big time.
Wow. Jackie, walk up to the mic if you would. Need to ask you a question. Jackie, of course, is in the switchboard room. She'll answer your call, 888-696-1003. Just make it sure it's as good as Dave's story there. Jackie,
Jackie,
how you doing?
I'm okay. Why?
Well, first of all, I'm not interrogating you. It's okay.
Because why do you ever want to talk to me?
Well, I don't. I'm just killing time until a commercial break.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What did you have for dinner last night?
Well, I was pretty pissed off. I went to go work out, and I got home, and my mom and my stepdad were eating hamburger specials, you know, French fries, those thick ones from, you know, like the hamburger stands.
Steak fries, right.
Yes. And I was just like, ugh, I want some, and they didn't even think about me, so I just made eggs and... It was
sad. Did you say eggs?
Yeah, there's nothing to eat at home, and I didn't want to leave again.
She has no idea, Mark.
You had eggs for dinner? Did you fry them?
No, she didn't have eggs, Andy. Eggs. She had eggs.
Say it again, Jackie.
Eggs. I had eggs. What?
It's egg.
Egg. I'm sorry.
Thank God the eggs don't ring.
Yeah. Hey,
you guys, cut me a break. Hello, I am Hispanic, and I'm not saying that we don't speak right, but I just don't say things the way you do.
Yeah.
Eggs is so Midwestern. I feel like you're at the Oak Park Mall with me in Overland Park.
Well, I'm so sorry that on Tuesday night I had eggs.
Hey, let's go down to Denny's. We'll get some eggs. Have two moons
Jackie,
over my henny.
What? Say egg. Say it sexy.
Huevos.
Yeah. You gotta go to a romance language.
Wait, what did I really say? Because I didn't say egg.
Egg.
Can I tell you, when I first moved out here to do, you know, I was doing voiceover, mm-hmm. and I was in a session, and I was reading the script, and the producer said, you know, I said, the surgeon works with such precision that they, so forth. And they said, what did you just say? I said, with such precision. They said, yeah, that word is such, not sitch. Mm. It's such. It rhymes with much. There's something to help you remember it. I was still beating the Indiana out of me.
Wow, cool.
And I'd go back and visit family and then come back, and they could always tell when I went in for a session, you went home this weekend, didn't you?
Well, Dave Biesing has told me no less than 3 times that I say, 100.3.
Well, I'm sorry. The East LA is still inside of me, you guys.
All right. Gina's going to trend in a second. Andy's capsule is about 20 minutes away. Today we speak with Al Gore because it's Earth Day. Business and back. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Welcome back in. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Jackie's sitting in there, 888-696-1003. Questions, comments. Here's one, let me ask, if you like. Her name is Matilda Kale. She works for an ad agency in New York. And she said that she got sick and tired of spending huge amounts of time in her closet every morning deciding what she was going to wear. Because the guys that she works with, their only decision is which tie goes with what shirt.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So she decided she would wear the same thing every day. Black pants, white satin shirt, every single day.
Did anyone notice?
Oh, sure, people notice, but does it matter? I mean, she still looks, she has to dress nicely. She's an ad agent. So she looks nice, but nobody's said anything negatively.
Look,
You know, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Albert Einstein did that. Albert Einstein didn't like wasting any of his time in his day thinking about what he was going to wear. So he had like 4 of the same suit, exact same suit, and he would put on the same suit every single day. So he never spent time thinking about what he'd wear.
I'd have to live in a real glass house to judge this woman. So I say more power to you, honey.
Let's find out what's trending. Here is Gina.
You got it. Well, a study of more than 95,000 kids found no link between the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine and autism. John Stamos revealed on Monday's Jimmy Kimmel Live that Netflix has officially ordered 13 episodes of the Full House Revival series. And here's what's trending in sports. LA Kings player Anze Kopitar is a finalist for a trophy awarded to the player with the best sportsmanship and playing ability of the year. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning. And now the door. doors. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
When they recorded that song, Jim Morrison in the studio had his junk out so everybody could take a look at it.
Are you sure about that?
Absolutely.
That may be apocryphal.
By the way, tomorrow, check it out. Tomorrow, Rebecca Fearing. This is Gina's psychic buddy. We have a psychic coming in.
This is going to be good.
It's going to be great. She is fantastic.
Jackie, you're not ready for what tomorrow is going to be. These phones are going to explode.
Yeah, we're
going to
be practicing Santeria.
Gina, what time is that?
Danny, what time is that?
I'll check on that.
Danny, what are you eating?
I think it's 7:50, but I'll double check.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we got psychic stuff. All right. So now, Andy, you were out. You were out.
Yeah.
So I wanted to share this with you. Eric, who does all of our character voices, this was the first time that he had ever done Matthew McConaughey. And I had heard a clip, and it didn't kind of blow me away, and I kind of put off using it. But I got up on Sunday, and I didn't realize that Monday was going to be 420.
Right.
And who better to talk to than Matthew McConaughey?
Of course.
So in case you missed it, you're going to enjoy. I'm actually doing this for you, Andy, because I think you'll get a kick.
Awesome.
Danny, are you ready to push the button?
Word.
All right, here it is. This is from Monday. Here we go. So, Matt, I got word that you wanted to come back, and I know we spoke with you on Friday. Is there something that you forgot to say?
Definition of Wikipedia. 420 is a code term that refers to the consumption of cannabis, right, and by extension is a way to identify oneself with the cannabis subculture. Mm-hmm. Observances based on the number 420 include smoking cannabis around the time 420 p.m. on the date April 20th, which is today, my morning microphone mastodon. Mark, you and I must gather today and partake in the giggle weed.
Well, Matt, listen, I am completely flattered by your invitation, but my schedule just doesn't allow today.
Your schedule doesn't allow? Spiritual freedom has no schedule. Mark, you do not understand. I took my Academy Award and drilled a hole in the top of his gold-plated head, which is where I placed Crazy Eddie, and then we smoke it out of his butt. I have an Oscar bong. Who else can say that, my morning mutant?
Well, it does sound fun, Matt.
It is a not miss, my friend. Plus, Joaquin Phoenix is coming over. And when that dude gets high, he says some really screwed up stuff.
Does he?
He once asked me if I thought Bugs Bunny eats oatmeal. I told him, you are stoned on the finest cannabis ruderalis this side of South Asia, which is what makes you think of that stupid crap. And Bugs Bunny eats carrots, you overacting commie bastard.
All right, well, so Matt, if I can make it, what time should I be there?
It is imperative that we are worshiping the California cocktail at exactly 420. So you should be here by noon.
Noon? Jesus, Matt, why so early?
I forgot where my car is, and I need you to run me by the cleaners for laundry pickup. Mm-hmm. And I've got a coupon at Target that if not redeemed today by 6 p.m., I will miss out on 10% off an economy-sized box of Captain Crunch. That is a must-get in the master's house.
All right. All right, so look, Matt, I appreciate, I'm going to try to make it, and if I remember to get to your place when I come down the hill off Canyon, is it two lefts and a right to your place?
No, Mark, it's a right, Radio Ranger. And always remember this, do not dwell on the past, do not dream of the future, concentrate the mind on the present moment.
Oh, no, that's cool. Buddha said that, right?
Nope. Buddy Ebsen. He played Uncle Jed on the Beverly Hillbillies. I'll see you at noon, and bring Parcheesi. As always, prepare to get your ass kicked, my broadcasting butthole. I am naked and I am gone. Happy 420, SoCal. No mosquitoes, and pass the Cheetos.
All right, looks like I'm getting stoned with Matthew McConaughey today.
Wow. Did you write, all right?
You know what? The whole script was mine, and then Eric, I sent it to him, and Eric called me, and he said, how about if we do this? And that was the biggest giggle of the whole thing.
That's great.
That's his.
That's
absolutely
awesome. I knew there was a reason why I liked that one line and that whole thing.
Because I had nothing to do with it. Andy's capsule is just 10 minutes away. We have got Al Gore on the program. Wow. It's Earth Day. And so we will be speaking with Al Gore and support the comedy, my people. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning. We're back right after this. 100.3 The Sound. One of these guys, there were four of them. I think they're called the Four Preps. One of them is, his name is Glenn Larson. He just recently passed away. Glenn went on to be a mega television producer.
I was going
to
say, I know the name Glenn Larson. He was one of the Four Preps?
Yeah.
Wow. I never knew that.
That was his foray into show business. And, it kind of freaked me out because we became buddies and we would go to dinner with he and his wife all the time. And this was my first experience with a big time Hollywood producer. His parties were off the frickin' hook. Paul Stanley, regulars, Paul Stanley, Tom Selleck would be there, and me.
Wow, that's quite a trio.
I'm going to party with you three. That's great.
All right, so this is trending, and you know, I don't really kind of know why people have a problem with it, but it is kind of a 50-50. 50% of people go, that's fine. The other 50 are adamant this is not cool. Basically, there is a photograph of a mother. She is sitting on the toilet, and she is breastfeeding her child.
Huh.
And it's a little odd in that the child is standing in front of her while she's on the toilet.
Ooh.
and just suckling with, and the mom's looking up at the camera and smiling.
Huh.
By the way, that sound effect is someone pouring a cocktail.
Right.
Not
good.
A toilet.
Thank you
cocktail.
For that clarification.
Don't be worried about it.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet you.
Welcome
anything,
back, Andy.
A lot of people weren't disturbed until you said the kid was standing there. I think that was probably more bothersome to some people.
But here's the thing. Being a husband to a breastfeeding mother and seeing this up close very recently, I think people should back the heck up with women breastfeeding. Man, I saw a guy hiking the other day, older guy, like 65, and no shirt on, his nasty belly hanging over, and, you know, gold chains and his hair on his chest and stuff. And this guy's walking down, everything flopping everywhere. So that's okay in public, but a woman can't breastfeed in the park?
But
get
this,
bent.
But no, this particular issue is that she's on the toilet.
Who cares?
Okay.
You know,
it's kind of it's not my I choose not to eat on the toilet.
Well, but the other thing is that so many women are relegated to bathrooms to breastfeed their kids. It's like, well, this is what we have to do now. Do you want to eat in the bathroom? I would say it's a little unnerving.
I will say this: she's sitting there. She's pretty. She's got her breast out, and her son is leaning up, suckling, and she's on the toilet. I found all of it to be hot.
But why does there have to be a picture?
That's the question. There's the issue right there. The question isn't the breastfeeding or the age of the child or any of that. Why is there a camera in a bathroom?
No, that's not her husband, question. The question
husband,
is why does Mark find it hot?
I can't explain. Look, I'm that guy. If I see a mother out, say at the mall, and she's pretty and dressed nicely and her kids are there and they're dressed, that is one of the hottest things to me. A sharp, together mother who's got it all. That is just immediate attention.
And if she happens to be busting a grumpy, the heart wants what the heart wants, Gina.
Wait, busting a grumpy?
Don't make him explain it, Mark.
No, I got it. There's no need for explanation. I loved it. So anyway, the picture's out there. If you want to make a copy and take it to the office and see what people think, this is kind of what everybody's talking about right now.
Do they think that they can mess with you? They think that they can lie on you. But I thank God. I used to cry about my thorn, but now I thank God for my thorn because it pushes me to my prayer. closet. And when I go in my prayer closet, I may go in like Clark.
Well, the United, get ready for this, the United Church of Bacon is a mega church based in Las Vegas, and they praise pork. They've been around since 2010. Just recently, they've been making noise because they're claiming religious discrimination. According to church officials, a major bank is refusing to sign off on their document because they don't recognize the Church of Bacon to be a real religion or a real not-for-profit organization.
Danny, if it was something that wasn't TRAFE, would you be saying good?
I'm going to start the Church of the Matzo Ball.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Danny, that sounds like reverse anti-Semitism.
Tax reasons.
And also, Danny, they have got nine Bacon commandments that their followers follow.
Do we have them?
I do not have them.
Oh, okay. Research.
Because they're real, they're fighting to preserve the rights of other churches and charities, and including access to credit offered by banks. So
I think maybe by sheer accident, my entire life, I think I have a hunch that I have never broken a Bacon commandment. I love it too much.
I do too, and I'll just go ahead. Let's have some bacon talk. I mean, we had concrete fun yesterday. For me, it's double thick and skillet cooked till it is just so crisp.
I found it.
You got Bacon commandments?
I got the nine Bacon commandments. This is the United Church of Bacon.
It's only nine.
Wait. Hang on, Danny. Let me get some bacon frying.
Bacon commandment music.
Get some bacon. Got a pig noise over there.
All right, you go ahead. I'll be you as you read the commandments. And don't do like, I don't have any bacon frying. Damn it. Don't do like you did yesterday. You screwed up the concrete fun fact.
I can't read. Sorry.
All right, but slow down as you give them.
Does that sound like I sprang a leak or they're bacon frying?
Go ahead, Danny.
All right, number one, be skeptical.
I like it.
I don't know why. Oh, there we go.
That's a bacon commandment.
It's keep learning, accept scientific consequences or consensus, and promote science and reason. I don't know why that be skeptical. All right, number two, respect boundaries. We accept anyone into the church, and you may worship other god besides bacon. So that's pretty cool. They allow other normalize atheists. We oppose discrimination against non-believers. Blah blah blah. Whatever. Normalize religion. We oppose specialized privileges in the law.
Oh man, they take this way too seriously.
Right, this isn't fun.
This isn't funny. It has nothing to do with bacon.
It's a front for science.
Oh man.
Number five, have fun. We have fun. We mock all beliefs, even our own. So you see right there, I'm glad the banks don't go for this. Be good, be generous, praise bacon is number eight. Number nine, pay taxes. That includes themselves. That's what it is. The United Church of Bacon.
Cult.
I'm sorry I read this.
The bacon cult.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I read this.
Yeah, this is not fun.
Well, are you guys familiar with the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster?
Oh, my God.
No.
That's been around forever, and they also call themselves Pastafarians, and they've been around for a long time. They're a social movement that promotes a lighthearted view of religion and opposes the teaching of intelligent design and creationism in public schools, but they call themselves Pastafarians.
Well, if anybody wants to worship bacon, it is in Las Vegas. It is an actual church, and they exist. So go. Now, Andy, how do you like your bacon? Do you like it floppy and soft?
floppy and soft. Come on.
I like it rigid and nicely aged. I don't know what that means. I'm with you. I like crispy. Oh. If I have a choice, I like crispy, but there's no such thing as a bad bacon.
Yeah.
If it's greasy and you know in a buffet and there's just a big pile of it thrown in there and it's different shades of doneness, I don't care.
You don't like it just a little chewy.
Again, I won't turn it away. I can't turn my back on bacon.
Nor can I. Well, I do when it's floppy and soft. It must be hard. It must be crisp.
Danny, isolate that for me, will you?
Come on.
I got 2 feet, and they're both jumping right into Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Get her open. Getting right into the Classic Rock Time Capsule for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015. Okay, so today in 1969, I'm going to quiz you, John Lennon goes up to the roof of the Apple Corps building in London, and he, Gina, Mark, A, sings Don't Let Me Down. B, has a bad acid trip. C, gets inside a white paper bag. D, gets divorced. Or E, changes his name. Think before you speak. But in the meantime, also on this day in 1969, The Who performed their rock opera Tommy live for the first time in England.
Tommy, can you hear me? Can you feel me near you? Tommy, can you see me? Can I help to cheer you?
Sounds so good. And get this, exactly 24 years later, this is the opening night of Tommy on Broadway at the St. James Theater. The show played for 2 years there before traveling the country and North America, actually. I saw it in Toronto. Not bad at all. This is the night in 1978 that the Blues Brothers are born.
That again.
Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi take the Saturday Night Live stage as Elwood and Jake Blues, respectively, 78. Then they launch a movie and all sorts of merchandising, most of it crap. Speaking of John Belushi, it is, most of it's crap. I'll come back around to John Belushi. Today's the day in 1979 that Keith pays his debt to society. You remember 1978 when Keith Richards gets pinched in Canada with a boatload of heroin? He's let go if he can get the Rolling Stones to play two charity gigs for the Canadian Institute for the Blind.
I'm not too blind to see.
This is the day that his band bails him out with those shows, emceed by John Belushi. Yes, who better to inform the kids about the dangers of heroin than John Belushi? This day in 1981, Eric Clapton, this spring from hell continues to unfold. Spent the night in a hospital in Seattle, bruised ribs and lacerated shin after a car accident. Now, he'd just been released 2 days earlier from a Minnesota hospital after undergoing treatment for bleeding ulcers. And I don't mean that just in the Cockney sense. I got bleeding ulcers. No, he actually had ulcers that were bleeding. All right, Mark and Gina, today in 1969, John Lennon goes up to the Apple roof to sing, have a bad acid trip, get inside a paper bag, get divorced, or change his name. What's your answer?
Bad acid trip.
I think that getting inside a paper bag is something Lennon would do.
He's done both, but on this incident, he actually changes his name. He goes from John Winston Lennon, the Winston after Winston Churchill, of course, to John Ono Lennon.
Oy.
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't John Oyve Lennon?
No, it was Ono, because that's a premonition of the horrible music that he and Yoko would soon make. So good.
Dogs are running in circles right now.
I know. We're not going to play that song, but we do have some John Lennon for you on the Classic Rock Time Capsule. This is Mark, and it's Cambridge 1969. Go look it up. It's hours of fun. 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's Classic Rock.
Look, Bullwinkle, a message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some flounder?
No, this is what I really call a message.
I could not love this more. Dear Mark and Katie, my name is Adelaide. We listen to you every morning when my grandpa drives us to school. I would like to be the next chick on the street.
Nice.
So when you get really old and Katie takes over the show and it's called Katie in the Morning, I will then be the chick on the street. It sounds like a really fun job. I am 8 years old, and so you still have some time. Thank you, Adelaide.
You still have some time.
Mark, you know what that means? That means that there's going to be a chick on the street taking a junior chick on the street soon. We have to do it.
Yeah.
Katie has to take her.
All right, now, we just talked about a church in Vegas that worships pork. I finally found my bacon frying sound effect, and Andy has one, too. We're going to have a bacon off. You guys judge which bacon is best. I paid $2 for mine. Where did you get yours?
I stole mine from the internet somewhere.
All right, here we go. Here's Mark's bacon frying.
Oh, that's sizzly.
I can smell it.
Oh, I don't like yours. Yours is kind of hollow. And
don't be judging mine. Okay. Everybody will judge. Now, here's Andy's stupid bacon.
Ooh,
Oh.
That kind of sounds like a shower.
Well, his sounds like the trots. Mine sounds more like bacon.
All right, Andy. Danny, where do you go?
Tough call. Can we hear 2 seconds of each? All right. Damn it. Andy sounds like it's off in the distance. Gina, you go.
Yeah, we like near bacon, not distant bacon, right, Danny?
Okay.
Sorry. Well, it literally sounds, Andy sounds like a piping hot shower, but it doesn't make me smell bacon.
Mm, yes.
What is the decision?
Mark.
I think we're going with you, Mark.
Oh, you bacon brown nosers.
You suck. You suck. You see, you take 2 days off, and I am now their favorite. Okay. So shut your mouth.
No. Come on, guys. Andy's is better. It was free.
Uh-huh.
Wait a second. That had nothing to do with what it sounded like.
All right. Well, here's the point. Since I won and Andy lost, when we come back after the Who, we've got Terry on the phone from Marietta. He has a bacon joke, and I will put my frying bacon under the joke and not yours, you frickin' loser.
Fine. I don't want my bacon. You know what? My bacon sounds too good to go under your stupid joke.
Here's the Who on Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. The Who, Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. If you just joined us, we're in the middle of bacon fun. And before we go to Terry and take that that bacon joke and use my bacon sound effect,
whatever.
Because
whatever.
I won. First, bacon fun facts.
So much better than Concrete Day.
In 1924, Oscar Mayer patented the first packed sliced bacon. 1924.
Nice.
Was that not good enough, Mark?
Why are you saying it like you're on Password?
Because I mussed up yesterday.
Word is sliced bacon.
Let me show you how you do it, Danny.
All right.
Bacon fun fact number one. Bacon comes from the belly of the pig.
Ah. Shouldn't More there than- be something to punctuate this? Like a...
Who am I?
Yeah. Don't... the first...
I think Danny should...
Oink,
make it. Yeah,
oink.
There it
there
is.
Let's see. Where'd it go? More than 2 billion pounds of bacon is produced in the U.S. each year. Bacon contains vitamin B1, vitamin B12, zinc, and selenium.
Danny.
Oink! Is that what
and
you want?
Bacon Day is held on Saturday before Labor Day, and in 2010, it will be on September 4th.
2010?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm reading an old list.
Oink. I got one.
God, that was awful.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
11% of a standard pig's weight is bacon.
Oink.
Happy Earth Day, everyone.
We've been waiting yeah, too
factory
long
farming.
For this.
Factory farming doesn't get its comeuppance on Earth Day very often, does it?
We're going to go to Terry. Terry, where do you live?
Marietta.
Okay. Let me hit my. I'm going to hit my bacon frying sound effect, and you tell us your bacon joke, okay?
Are you leaving, Commander?
That means
why
go.
Are women like bacon?
Why are women like bacon? I don't know how.
They smell fantastic. They taste delicious, and they kill us men slowly over many years.
All right. Mm-hmm. For some reason, Danny put the drums in where the punch. So say it again.
Sorry.
And Danny, here's an idea, Danny. Here's an idea. Why don't you wait until the punchline and before you step on the comedy? Terry, tell it again. Jesus.
His delivery.
Do it again.
No problem. Are you ready, Danny?
Yeah. Yes.
Energy, man.
All right. Why are women like bacon?
Don't know. Why?
Because they smell fantastic, they taste delicious, and they kill us men slowly over many years, just like bacon.
Dude, how slow is his delivery at the end? How many answers are there? No, good joke.
I'm glad he didn't say what I thought he was going to say, which was they have the IQ of a 3-year-old because pigs do.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Way to go.
I was going to ask Danny if he knew where baby orphan chickens come from. Orphan chickens.
Was that a joke?
Oh, that was awful.
Wait, I didn't get it. What?
Yeah, I didn't get that joke.
I don't think it was a joke.
Quit digging. how come Danny blames the execution of that whole thing on this poor guy?
Yeah.
Well, Why are women like bacon, blah, blah, blah? He gave like four different answers. I didn't know which one, you know? They smell good. All right. I'm off today.
Wait, what's the orphan right. chicken joke?
I don't get it.
Okay.
So any chance of getting something from the booty box for man. My
How about a reprimand?
Granddaughter?
Oh, now he's throwing the granddaughter in to sweeten the deal.
It's good.
I can't go to a concert. I'm a disabled vet.
Well,
listen,
Mark.
Thank you for what you do, my brother. We weren't kidding. That was a terrible joke. However, we so appreciate the freedom that we have to sit outside and enjoy a cigar based on what it is that you and many millions have done. We absolutely will give you your choice from the booty box. Gina, what do you got in there?
Well, for this the comedy stylings of this amazing gentleman, we got Yes and Toto, Brian Wilson, Jackson Brown, or Counting Crows.
Counting Crows.
You got it. Counting Crows at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater on October 2nd. Tickets on sale now.
Thank you. And Mark, you tell Vietnam vets, welcome home. Thank you. Have a nice
Thank
day.
You.
Thank you. Right
Thank you, Terry. Right
now, Danny Chris, back to school.
Christian Hand is 30 minutes away. This is the guy that dissects music. And so in 30 minutes, 7:45, he's going to be in here. And today he dissects the great Stevie Wonder. It is, as Matthew McConaughey says, it is a not miss. Remain where you are, business. And back, this is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Welcome back in, Mark in the Morning. Okay, real quickly, let me get some music because I got a bacon joke. And then we're going to go to Peggy on the phone. Here we go. Bacon joke.
It's good bacon music.
Why didn't the drunk Mexican drug lord find the bacon tree?
Why?
Because he walked into a ham bush.
Wow. That is a long way to walk, man.
What's the name of the movie about bacon? Frankenswine.
Wow.
These are the best, too. I had to go through. Yeah, these are the... I highlighted the best ones.
Slow news day, eh?
All right, you just joined us in the middle of bacon talk. Let's go to Peggy. Peggy, it says here you call yourself the bacon lady?
I do. I raise my own pigs and I do my slaughtering.
Wow.
You yourself slaughter...
Actually, my husband and I, we raise the pigs and we do our slaughtering, and the bacon doesn't come from the stomach, it comes from the ribs, so that's why you don't want to kick your pigs in the ribs because you'll damage your bacon.
Yeah, that's why you don't want to kick pigs.
I guess. And so now, how do you kill the pig? How does that happen?
Do you really want me to tell you on air?
No.
Okay, then I guess we don't.
No.
Overruled.
Actually, we do it the humane way. We shoot it, and then you bleed it.
Oh, my God. Happy Earth Day, everybody.
Wow.
But I raise my pigs to at least be about 300 to 400 pounds.
Wow.
So my husband and I, we do the dragging and the lifting and everything. So we do it all. Yeah.
And this is how
but
you make your you make
I,
your living off of
I'm
selling
the,
ba- God.
Yeah,
Go
but
ahead,
I
Peggy.
Do all the gutting and all the gross stuff.
All right.
Wow.
Well, listen, thank you for joining us on apparently Bacon Day.
Why is this?
Look, it happened yesterday, too. I don't know what the hell is going on. But here's what I know. Huey. Yes, what?
Come on.
Somebody said something and I stopped.
Good morning. Good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
Well, if you just joined us, it's just gotten weird. So stay where you are. Here's Huey Lewis in the news. 100.3 The Sound. Southern California's classic rock. Well, today, as most of you know, and if you don't, it is Earth Day, and there is no better way to honor the day than the talk with former Vice President, Nobel Prize winner, Academy Award winner, Al Gore. Good morning, Mr. Gore.
Mark, happy Earth Day to you and your listeners.
Thank you.
By the way, you left out Grammy winner, which was an inconvenient truth to my fellow nominees. See what I did there?
I did. I saw that. That's funny stuff, sir.
Hey, is it just me or is it hot on this planet?
Well, you would certainly know, Mr. Gore. And I have to ask, how does Al Gore celebrate Earth Day?
Well, it's no secret. I have been known to get a little crazy at times. Usually we play this Earth Day drinking game in my office where we pull up Google Maps of Antarctica on the big screen and drink a shot every time we find a glacier that's receded since the previous Earth Day.
Must be good.
I got plowed last year. I think I puked in one of Tipper's old shoes.
Good times, Mr. Gore.
Yes, and to conserve energy on Earth Day, all my PowerPoint presentations are being done without electricity, using a bulletin board made of recycled pop bottles and biodegradable markers. I end up looking like a TV weatherman from the 1970s. It's a hoot.
Good times. So now, for the moment, can we move to the election? I wanted to get your thoughts on Hillary.
Hillary who?
Clinton. Hillary Clinton.
Oh, decent ping pong player. Hell of a serve.
Now, there are some who are concerned about her stamina holding up through the election. Your thoughts on that?
I'm sorry, Mark. The connection broke up. Did you say election or erection?
I said election, Mr. Gore.
Hillary is no slouch in the energy department. She's in good shape, but she has always had heavy legs.
Yeah.
I remember she was briskly walking down the hallway of the White House one day, and her thighs kept slapping against each other. Mm. It caused such friction, her pantyhose burst into flame.
Oh.
It took three of us to put her out.
Look for Live Earth in June. Our thanks to Mr. Al Gore.
Remember to reduce, reuse, recycle, and rewatch Game of Thrones, because is that show the bomb diggity or what?
It really is. It really is.
Thank you, Mr. Gore. Happy Earth Day to you, sir.
You too, sir.
We will return to Bacon Fun. We've got a couple of jokes that we haven't gotten into, and Christian Hand has arrived 15 minutes away. We will dissect Stevie Wonder, which sounds rude. Remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Welcome back in. Christian is in the room. We're going to get to him momentarily. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning.
Good to have you back.
It's good to be back. You're not going to, any chance you'll be doing the afternoons coming up at any point?
He's very tired.
Like maybe a 3 o'clock drop through would be cool.
Not a morning person.
4:30.
No, I'm sorry. This is the time, but we really appreciate you coming, and people are pumped to hear. If you've missed this, do not miss today. Christian is going to dissect Stevie Wonder. Well, those of you that are dedicated to In-N-Out, your hamburger world may be about to be turned upside down. Do you prefer a double-double or a Shack burger? Shake Shack is planning to open its first restaurant in California in 2016. It is facing formidable competition from California's native In-N-Out. Shake Shack features their very famous crinkle fries. Yeah. However, a single Shack burger or a cheeseburger with lettuce, tomato, and Shack sauce costs $5.19, whereas a cheeseburger at In-N-Out is $2.81.
Shack sauce?
I've never had Shake Shack, but people go crazy for it.
Where is it from? It's an East Coast thing?
Yeah. Let me talk you down. We were in New York. All of us were there. And Amy's buddy says, there's a really great hamburger, but we got to walk through Central Park to get to it. It was a Shack burger. So we walked and walked and walked. We get there. The place is crawling with people. We wait and wait, get in line, order the food. Finally, it comes. It is an average hamburger and average French fries.
Exactly.
So what do you like better, that or In-N-Out?
I like In-N-Out much better than the Shack burger I had, but Five Guys is king. Over In-N-Out.
I've never had a Five Guys. I've yet to have one.
Andy?
He just gave me a look.
Andy, dude, when I am in California, I'm taking you and you and I and Danny, we're going to go and we're going to get us a Five Guys. It's on Danny.
Can I wear a diaper while I eat it?
Yes, you can. You should.
I just want to.
All right, let's go to Rick. Rick is calling from Buena Park. Oh, geez. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Crystal
really
clear.
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm calling to eat crow.
What do you mean?
I was an original hater. I got to admit it. Kind of got tired of the old Mark and Brian stuff, found the sound, Actually, it's really funny. 3 days after I found the sound, I won $3,000. Oh. So needless to say, I was extremely enamored with the sound. Andy, I know you talk to a lot of people, but I was your original Rush fanatic. Good call. Every day wishing for more and more Rush. And the more I've listened, I realize that there is a change in the programming. I love everybody that's on there. Like I said, I was an original hater, but now I can't get in the car or start work without having the station on.
My brother, those are great words. We, you know, we knew we were going to face opposition when we started, and it is your kind of person that I knew we were going to lose, but you decided to stick around, and your words are very, very heartwarming. Thank you for that.
All right, Ricky.
You're very welcome. You're welcome. Like I said, I love it. I love having Katie on there, Gina, Jackie, and Andy, you fit perfectly. I was kind of upset at the beginning because I really enjoyed having Andy and listening to the way he did things. And I didn't, you know, it's not an offensive thing, but I thought that with Mark, you got such a strong personality. I thought he would be overshadowed, but the way you guys work together and the way he compliments it, it works.
Rick, let me ask you a question. As you know, Andy was out the last 2 days. Did you even notice it?
Actually, believe it or not, I did.
Yeah. Rick, I got to be honest with you. I agree 100% with you. I didn't warm up to Mark until like last week. Really, really has put me off in numerous ways.
And by you then, he needed like to take a few days off.
Yeah. Yeah. But now, you know,
hey,
absence makes the heart grow fonder.
We need to take that last breather before we dive in.
Well, Rick, listen, let us send you to something. Gina, what's in that booty box of yours?
Well, how about a little Yes and Toto, Rick? Are you fans?
Oh, Yes and Toto, absolutely.
All right, you're going to the Greek on September 6th. Tickets on sale April 24th at 10 a.m., but you are going for free,
yeah,
my dear.
But the transportation from Pluto is on you.
Cool, that works.
Rick, what do you do a living?
Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it and look forward to more.
He doesn't work for a cell phone carrier.
Rick, what do you do for a living?
I work for one of the largest swimming pool manufacturer or distributors. I'm a regional inventory manager. I buy product for swimming pool people that everything from, like, funny what you were talking about yesterday, the cement and the concrete thing, plaster they use to build the pools, to pumps, to tablets, to toys, to everything. Ooh.
Well, that's a stupid job because nobody in California has pools.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. It's been tough.
Rick, we appreciate you hanging in, my brother. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling.
Thanks a lot.
Talk to you soon. Let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina.
Well, you're all familiar with Waka Flocka Flame, yes?
No.
Just sounds like something you do to make
a
door
restaurant?
Open. No, that is a rapper, and he's running for president. So everybody get behind Waka Flocka. John Lennon's 8 solo albums are being compiled for release as a box set, and it's due out June 9th. And here's what's trending in sports. The Giants beat the Dodgers last night 6-2 at AT&T Park in San Francisco. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning. And now, Cream. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
Groovy man. Nice. Cream, Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. A little bit of business tomorrow. Get ready for this. We think it's 7:50. Nobody seems to know. I wish we had a producer. tomorrow, Rebecca Fearing is joining us. It is Gina's psychic friend.
It is 7:50. I'm psychic. Okay. I know it's 7:50.
Awesome. Jackie, you need to get ready. These phones are going to blow off the wall. Your chance to be read by a psychic. No, you don't need to be in the same room. She can magically do it over the phone.
And this is not a joke. This is this is her livelihood. This is not, she's not messing around.
I'm pumped. I'm into it.
Ain't no Miss Cleo.
This weekend, we've got several of our members that are out and about pressing flesh. This coming Saturday, Katie and Andy are going to be at Osh. They knocked it out of the park the first time, so Osh is having them back for a grand opening of their new location in South Pasadena. This is 11 till 1 at 452 Fair Oaks Avenue, South Pasadena. And Gina is out on Saturday doing what?
Yeah, I think it's actually from 1 to 4. BreatheLA.org. That's where you go for tickets. It's a big, huge, fun charity event to get little girls, young women to not pick up smoking, to stop smoking, and all the awesome things they can accomplish when they are healthy and smoke-free.
Nice. And one more bit of business, and I hand this whole thing over to Christian. A listener sent me a video. and it's up on Mark in the Morning, or it will be later today. I cry laughing with tears at this. It is called Dogs Who Fail at Being Dogs. I love dog videos too much anyway. And this is kind of like, do you remember, Gina, the video of the dog that couldn't catch food?
No, it's the best.
This is 10 minutes of that times 10.
Oh, no.
So check it out, markinthemorning.com or Mark in the Morning Facebook, Dogs Who Fail at Being Dogs. Now, if you have not heard Christian, you are in for a treat. Christian, welcome back to the program.
If it's cool with everybody, I'm going to go by the radio name Shack Sauce from now on.
That's good.
DJ Shack Sauce.
What's up, everybody? Me and Waka Flocka Flame are running for president. It's going to be a hell of a team. That's a ticket.
I love that Shack Sauce. I'm Shack Sauce. Good morning, everybody. So this is a unique, very special talent that this man has, where obviously he is a lover of music. And by his talents, he dissects. The first time he came in, he took Marvin Gaye's Heard It Through the Grapevine and took us through each piece of that song, dissected it, and then he put it all back together. It was absolutely, I think I can speak for the room and anybody who is listening, we'll never listen to Heard It Through the Grapevine again the same way.
Absolutely.
That's pretty awesome.
What do we have on tap today? I turn it over to you.
Thank you so much. So it was originally going to be Stevie Wonder, right? That was right. That was my original thing. Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Weed's a hell of a drug. So what I did instead was, because I noticed that I believe that the sound is giving away tickets for a Van Halen performance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Van Halen is a much maligned band. People really don't understand how insanely good Van Halen are. But the original lineup is incendiary. So what I thought I would do is that we would actually have an education about how insanely good Van Halen is, because people just listen to him and like, it's Van Halen. How hard could that be? It's incredibly difficult to be Van Halen. So I picked a very specific song because the drums on this one are maniacal. So we'll start with the song because you'll recognize it.
Oh, yeah.
Double pedal.
Double bass drum, like a. It's got the Shack Sauce. You can hear it. You can hear it all over the place. So good.
And before you jump into this, Christian, I wanted to ask a question: is Alex Van Halen heralded as one of the greats, or not so much?
No. That's what's really sad about it. I think Eddie is, but not really understood. You know, as the context of Eddie Van Halen has sort of slipped into the rear view.
Got it.
Amazing group. And we'll just let it go enough for Dave to do his business. So we're all familiar with Hot for Teacher from the 1984 record. You have to remember, when 1984 comes out, nobody's really heard about these guys since they, you know, have been on the radio with a couple covers. And, you know, they're known as a guitar band, and then they show up and Jump has keyboards all over it, and everyone goes, all right, this isn't happening on my watch. And then they do this, and it goes crazy. So let's listen to one of the least appreciated drummers, I think, in rock and roll, which would be Alex Van Halen.
Like a big band swing.
Yeah, it's some Gene Krupa business going on here.
That's easy to do, right?
He's doing a gallop. It's not dugga 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 dugga, which fits when you hear it in the rest of the song now perfectly. And with a, here he goes. Ride cymbal action. You can hear the Eddie in his headphones. And he just keeps it up for the entire song, by the way.
So Eddie recorded the guitar first and then the drums?
And then he goes back and plays over the top of it. Because that would be the best way to do it, right? He might have done a scratch track at the beginning and then gone back and replayed it because he's in support. That's the crazy thing about when you break the song down is you realize how much support there is between the two brothers.
Right. Mm.
So then we got Michael on bass. And, you know, I mean, it's Michael. You know, he's a workman. He knows his job. And he doesn't there's no reason to show up and get flashy about it. So he just holds down some bottom end, as we would say in England. I mean, it's great, though.
Some big bottom.
Big bottom. Here we go.
Well, then let me continue the theme. In the world of bass playing, is Michael Anthony respected?
No, not at all. I think he's more respected as a valet Parker than he is. It's terrible, because he's really great.
His tenor, though, his voice, when it lays in underneath David Lee Roth's
harmonies are insane.
Then, it was really, really good.
Nice slide up. I mean,
not reinventing these.
No. It's no James Jameson. I think he's playing it with a bottle of Jameson, actually, the entire time.
And you know, Michael Anthony's probably driving to work and he's going, oh, why did they pick this song? There's so many others I'm great
on. Come on, man. That's the one I phoned that in. Everybody knew that day. So there you go. That's that's Michael Anthony on bass. Of course, he's been replaced in the band by Eddie's own kid.
Yeah, Wolf, he joined the band Wolfgang. At age 7.
Yeah.
Age 7.
Yeah. So that's now this is when we really... This is the man, of course. So Alex Van Halen is brothers with Eddie, and you know, the great stories of Eddie Van Halen when they were, you know, like 19 years old and they were playing the Whiskey every Friday, whatever. If you don't know this, Eddie invented the finger tap, which is now everywhere in guitar world, right? Like that thing.
But so synonymous with Van Halen.
The squiggly do thing is either Yngwie Malmsteen or it's going to be Eddie Van Halen. But Eddie invents it, basically, even though Yngwie says he
and
did.
And squiggly do is not the same as doodly doodly. I
no,
want people
it's
to know
two completely different things.
Different disciplines.
Glad you clarified.
Let's try not to get too technical here, people. Okay, it's still early. All right, so... So when Eddie is playing at 19 years old, all of the guitar heroes in LA are showing up to the Van Halen shows because they hear about this kid who's doing this thing that nobody understands what he's doing. And when he plays at the Whiskey and any other place, but the Whiskey is the sort of the famous ones, he turns his back on the crowd and he takes the guitar and he makes it go up his entire body so he can hide the neck of the guitar behind his own face and body and does the finger tap so nobody can see what he's doing so nobody can rip him off.
Wow.
And this is like a high school student. Who's doing this? Like, that's how serious. And that's why, you know, it's a bummer that Van Halen have sort of become a bit of a, you know, like, what? Because they really, I mean, metal changes with this kid from Pasadena.
I think he's one of the last, you know, along with Stevie Ray Vaughan and maybe Tom Morello, one of the last people to come along and really change the electric guitar.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom Morello is probably the last one that will.
I don't know
if we'll see somebody because he, you know, takes the turntable and turns it into a guitar, basically.
Yeah.
What he did. So let's listen to Eddie Van Halen's track, and I listened really hard to this, and I'm trying to hear a punch, and I can't. So I'm terrified that this might actually have been one take. This is some real blues right here. Leon Redbone. Right?
And he's switching back and forth on his rig from treble to lead.
It's so precise.
I love that the drums lock into Eddie Van Halen's playing as a scratch track versus the other way around. That's outrageous.
And Christian, is Eddie as good as he once was, or is he better than he was today?
That's a tough question, because I think that, you know, it's like one of the things that happens as you get older and your dexterity slows down. I think that he's peaking at this point, I would think. And creativity. This is insane. The hammer on. So precise.
And it's exactly the same every time.
Yeah, every time. And it's take, so this is pre-Pro Tools, so he's playing this. And that's why I'm saying it's hard to imagine that he'd actually... So here's the thing, right? So before we get to the madman on vocals, that's it for the tracks of this song. So I haven't just isolated only three instruments, and then there's four other tracks of guitar and a horn section and the strings. That's all that Hot for Teacher is.
Wow!
It is that guitar track, which it sounds like one. If he's doubling it, he's not a human being. And I want to talk to him about what planet he came from.
Yeah.
So that's it. You got drums. This is a classic rock trio at that point.
And the tone that he gets out of the guitar.
It's insane.
He had what they call it, the brown sound.
Yes.
Where he'd take a Variac, which is it's like for your lights in your living room, in your dining room.
You only bring in this up because of your Neil Young thing. So let's just get it out of the way now, shall we? Yeah. So the brown sound was invented by Neil. Segue to your little thing.
I was going to give props to Eddie Bennett.
It's totally fine.
It's like a dimmer Neil, you would have. I got you. A dimmer you would have on your dining room.
Yeah.
It's a big dimmer, and yes. He would just turn it down. So instead of 110 volts going through his amp, it would be 90 or something like that.
And it gets grimy.
And it gets meaty, and you hear there's presence there that you wouldn't have ordinarily.
And Neil Young invented it.
And Neil Young invented.
Here's this is. I mean, I can't imagine. This is before the problems start. Van Halen brothers were never known to be fun and games all the time, but they're clearly having a blast in the studio doing this stupid business at the beginning of the song.
Oh, wow, man. That's it. Wait a second, man. What do you think the teacher is going to look like this year? Whoa!
Oh, yeah!
That's an echo, huh?
Teacher, stop that screaming! Teacher, don't you see? Don't want to be no uptown fool. Maybe I should go to hell, but then I'm doing well, and teacher needs to see me after school. I think of all the education that I missed, but then my homework was never quite like this. Oh, got it bad. I'm hot for teacher. I've got it bad, so bad. I'm hot for teacher.
Wow. If you plug in here on Friday or you don't.
Hey, I heard you missed us.
Oh, it's playing it over again?
No, this is the next bit.
I brought my pencil. Give me something to write on, man.
Friday night. Okay.
I heard about your lessons, but lessons are so cool.
Like, think about how high he's singing right there. Like, you don't, and then you hear how he goes from there to his lower voice flawlessly. So you're not really, as you're absorbing the song, realizing that this man is doing acrobatics.
I mean, literal.
Yeah.
Jumping around.
And jumping around,
And dodging all the bottles they're knocking over.
Yeah.
Whoa, got it bad,
and underpants.
Got it bad,
and these harmonies.
I'm hot for teacher. I've got it bad, so bad. I'm hot for teacher.
The credit Michael Anthony doesn't get.
So tight. So now if you hear the whole thing back in together again. Oh, these guys.
Man, I think that clock is
I think the clock is slow.
I don't feel tardy.
That's my favorite line. That's I love that line. I don't feel tardy.
Class dismissed!
That's the cruel joke that David Lee Roth has played on himself, is that these notes are almost impossible for someone to hit in 1984.
Right.
And to try to do those today... Of course you can't.
No, it's like it's the Bono problem. You got to drop everything down in order to be able to do it as you get old. So now when you hear it all together, you realize that basically this massive wall of sound is built up of four elements. And all of the guitars are one guitar, basically. So now, you can hear how the bass drums are doing this gallop that's actually supporting the guitar line.
Wow.
He's punching through the riff.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine, Christian, that this comes from two brothers who spent their youth playing
together. And that's, you know, that's the unique thing about these two guys, right? Is that you've got not a bassist and a drummer. You've got a lead guitar player and a drummer who are, you know, the same genetically. So when they play, they're playing sort of telepathically, and they're connected in a way that you wouldn't be. So when they do this, this is a classic blues song played with double bass drums, and it holds together. You got four layers, and yeah, the song is huge.
It's really interesting that usually the rhythm section is the drum and the bass. But this rhythm section is Eddie and his brother.
Yeah.
And then Michael Anthony's keeping
finding
up.
Room. Yeah. Just finding a place.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and say, because it's blasphemous to say that Michael and David Lee don't really matter, because that's not true. But the entire backbone of what you're sharing with us today, and what I think has always been what is Van Halen, is Eddie and Alex.
Yeah. Which is why they're called the band Van Halen.
That's the whole point. That's the spine of all their music.
I mean, it's rip snorting. All right, so there you go. That's Van Halen. So I got a little bit of time. So there's some people that might have not been entertained by the Van Halen. So just to blow some minds, I thought I'd bring this in. So I'm not even going to tell you what it is. I'm just going to let it do its business all over our ears. Shack sauce.
Shack sauce.
Pressure pushing down on me, pressing down on you. No man has fallen.
Are they sharing a mic?
Under pressure.
You share more than the mic.
Burns a building down, splits the family in two. Puts people on streets. Mm-ba-ba-beb. Eat it up. That's okay.
It's the terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out.
Pray tomorrow gets me higher. Did it. Mm-mm. Da-da-da-ba-ba.
It's amazing.
Chipping around, kick my brains around the floor. These are the days, it never ends, but it pours.
Eat up. Just get a scat sing. Doesn't matter what.
Watching some good friends screaming, let me out.
Tomorrow gets me higher. Turned away from it all like a blind man.
sat on a fence, but it don't work. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Why?
That's insane.
Jesus.
That's crazy.
That's not auto-tune.
No. It's my favorite bridge of all time.
Insanity laughs under pressure, we're cracking.
Can we give ourselves one more chance? Why can't we give love that one more chance?
Stevie,
why can't we give love, okay. Give love, give love, give love, give love, give love, give love, give love?
Cause love's such an old-fashioned word, and love dares you to care for the people on the edge of the night, and under pressure,
ding 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 ding.
Pressure.
I've listened to that 9 million times. I just got goosebumps.
You know what I want to say? Stop, collaborate, and listen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You would. You would.
That is unbelievable.
That's amazing.
That one has been sort of circulating around online for a while, and every time you hear it, it's like you're hearing it for the first time.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
That note, there's no auto-tune in 1979, 80, so whenever this was. Oh, my gosh.
And even if there was, he wouldn't have done it.
Right.
He'd have just done it 50 times till he got it right.
Right.
Yeah.
Christian, as always, you knock it out of the park. And for anybody who wants to contact you, how do they do that?
You can find me on Instagram at King Trut. You can also befriend me on Facebook, Christian James Hand. There's all comers welcome. I don't discriminate.
We'll see you in 2 weeks then.
Yes, and you know, maybe next time I'll do Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
note to self,
promise breaker. Well, you know what I have to say to you?
Remember things.
I want to tell you that 100.3 The Sound is KSWD FM and HD1.
Shacks
Los Angeles and Orange County. Southern California's classic rock. Take that.
Hey, Shack Sauce, we appreciate the time.
Shack Sauce out. Thank you so much.
All right, let's transition over to sports. Todd, all the way from Missouri, joins us with the latest in the sports world. Good morning, Todd. Not there.
All right, I'm sorry. There he is right there.
Hey, Todd.
Great morning to you guys. How are you?
Really good. Now, I want to open up yesterday, last night at 8, which I'm such a geek. I was sitting there counting down, waiting. There is a first in Carolina Panthers history. With our schedule, for the first time ever, the Panthers are going to play on Thanksgiving Day in Dallas.
Ooh. You know, I looked at the Carolina schedule because I know you're a season ticket holder, and you have got a great home schedule. As you said, Carolina at Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. But listen to these other games as well. You've got the Indianapolis Colts visiting the Panthers. First time ever, Andrew Luck will face off against Cam Newton. You also have the Patriots in preseason. Mm-hmm. So you got a little bit of Tom Brady. You've got the Saints in Carolina. That's Drew Brees. You've got the Eagles, which is another Heisman Trophy winner, Sam Bradford, or maybe Tim Tebow, or maybe Mark Sanchez. We don't know. You've got the Packers coming in with Aaron Rodgers, and you've got the Redskins coming to Carolina with another Heisman Trophy winner, RG3. And the final game of the season, Tampa Bay, and likely Jameis Winston's going to be the quarterback, a former Heisman Trophy winner. That's got to be one of the better home schedules for any NFL team.
And will be sitting in my seats, section 343, row 10, seat 5 and 6, watching every single bit of that.
Man, it really does sound. I looked at, you know, I kind of like go through some of the teams. I'm going, that looks nice. That looks nice. So let me check out Mark's team here. I'm going, wow, 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 you know. But anyway, the season will begin on Thursday night, September 10th. It'll be the Steelers against the Patriots. You know, the tradition is they always have the defending Super Super Bowl champ open at home. And then the first weekend, which is September 13th, I saw a couple of good games. Baltimore at Denver. You got Flacco against Manning. And then the Giants at Dallas. You've got Eli Manning against Tony Romo. And that's always a good rivalry, the Giants and Dallas. And then Thanksgiving Day, there's three games. You've got Carolina-Dallas, as we talked about. Eagles at Detroit. But you've got the Bears at the Packers, and in that game, which is the primetime game, it's Brett Favre getting his number retired by the Packers. So that's on Thanksgiving Day.
Chicago is done.
Well, boy, they are licking their chops. I mean, they're just, or wounds, maybe I should say. They just haven't done anything the past few years.
No,
so,
they're done.
You know, we'll see what happens. But the Monday night games that looked of interest to me, the first Monday night game is Eagles at Falcons. And again, this is our first chance to see Chip Kelly's Eagles. I think that's going to be a fun team to watch this year.
Yeah.
On November 2nd, again, you've got the Colts and the Panthers. That's Luck versus Newton. On September 28th, the Chiefs and the Packers. The reason I love that is, of course, I'm a Chiefs fan. But also, it's the repeat of Super Bowl I. You know, Chiefs against the Packers.
And by the way, with my Panthers playing on Monday night, what was that Monday night game, Todd?
The Monday night game, November 2nd. November 2nd. Colts-Panthers.
Yeah, the game doesn't start till 8:30, so I will not work the next day because I'm going to be there for that game. And
well,
I'm
there's
kidding.
And then the Panthers are on Monday Night Football again, but it's they're at Seattle. And so that'll be Cam Newton against Russell Wilson. I love that one. On November 29th, it's Patriots against Denver. Of course, that's Brady and Manning. I mean, they've faced off so many times before. And then on October 18th, you've got the Patriots and the Colts. And I just love when Andrew Luck goes up against one of the, you know, veteran quarterbacks like a Breeze, like a Brady, like a Manning, because that's the real measuring stick, I think, of young Andrew Luck.
Mm. Well, so. I can't wait to see him play. Look. There's nothing like sitting in a stadium with your team on the field and watching a real NFL football game in person.
Yeah.
It's just nothing like it.
It's wonderful. It's fantastic. And that's why there's another stadium proposal that just got approval for the Los Angeles area. The Carson City Council approved plans to build a $1.7 billion stadium in Carson for the Chargers and Raiders. And so now you've got Stan Kroenke's deal at Hollywood Park, maybe for the Rams, and then this one for the Chargers and Raiders. So, you know, the city that's had no NFL football for 20 years might have three teams soon. Who knows? Which the NFL would not want. You know, the NFL wants to have more home markets. You know, you don't want three in one area because it dilutes it. But I know they like to have one. Here's another thing that I just found interesting. You know, the big boxing match coming up May 2nd, MGM Grand. What's that? 2 weeks away, right? Mm. It's Floyd Mayweather versus Manny Pacquiao. The contracts haven't been signed.
What?
And there haven't been, and tickets haven't even been put on sale because of that. Wow. Now, I'm assuming they're going to get it all worked out because there's just so much money in there, but I thought that was pretty bizarre. And then baseball, the Giants beat the Dodgers 6-2. But the big game is tonight. You've got Clayton Kershaw, last year's Cy Young Award winner and National League MVP, versus what Clayton Kershaw wish he would be in the postseason against Madison Bumgarner, who was the Cy Young of the playoffs last year in the World Series. So it's Bumgarner and Kershaw tonight. Great pitching matchup, Giants and Dodgers. And the Angels 14-1 over the A's yesterday. Cole Calhoun 4-for-4, a 3-run home run. It got so bad for the A's that pitching the eighth inning was first baseman Ike Davis. They put a first baseman in to pitch the eighth inning. And what did he do? He got 3 ground outs on 9 pitches. Pretty good. Meanwhile, Clippers hosting the Spurs tonight, game 2 of that series. Anaheim at Winnipeg, game 4 of that series. The Ducks can wrap it up. They lead 3-0.
And I'll make a prediction. Charlotte is going to get a Major League Baseball team the next time they add. We have the Charlotte Knights. They just built a brand new stadium right next to where the Panthers play.
Right.
So it is a minor league park, but you can tell by the way they did it. All they have to do is put a third deck on it, and it becomes a major league park. Because it's next to Panther Stadium, they share parking. So we're ready. The city has done what they need to do to get a Major League Baseball team.
I've seen that. I've been, you know, downtown Charlotte there and saw that ballpark. And it is it's a beautiful minor league park, but you're right. I think they could expand it. And obviously, if you've got an NFL stadium there, and then they've also got, an NBA arena, the infrastructure is there to park cars, get people in and out.
Charlotte supports professional sports. It's just that. So you can bet that when they expand, we're going to get one. Todd, who makes your job possible?
Hey, it's the beautiful guys and gals at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, California. It's 25 miles from downtown Los Angeles. Go to FrontierToyota.com.
Todd, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All righty.
Business and back. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3. That's out. I am entertained by the fact that it's the simplest things that go viral because everybody's talking about this.
Homemade macaroni and cheese makes a hit. And it's simple with Kraft Macaroni and Cheese Dinner.
They have decided, Kraft Macaroni and Cheese has decided, that they are going to remove the artificial preservatives and synthetic colors that makes it the bright orange of Kraft Macaroni and Cheese. Mm-hmm. That's over. And they're going to remove that. So my question is, what color does it become? Is it white?
I think this is a horrible, horrible thing. When you want Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, you want something that looks like it survived Chernobyl. Yeah, that's what you want.
I want yellow dye number 7 in my intestines.
And orange dye number 4.
Well, I am intrigued. What color will it be? Because they're going to remove all of that artificial stuff. So here's the question. Obviously, it's going to taste the same. Sure. By the way, that's not cheese. It's going to taste the same. But you remember when Heinz ketchup came out with a purple one?
No.
And notice it's no longer a... Yeah, it was purple. It tasted exactly like Heinz ketchup, but it was purple. And notice it's not around anymore because it freaked people out.
Would your brain allow it to taste the same?
Right.
It's so weird how color plays a role in what things taste like. We talked about Fruit Loops many times. Yeah. It's common knowledge now. All Fruit Loops are the same flavor.
Yeah.
Even though when I was a kid, I thought they were grape
and
strawberry and so forth. All the same flavor, but it just plays with your head.
The change will be fully implemented by next year. So get ready, people. Your orange Kraft macaroni and cheese is about to be white.
I'm going to stock up. It's probably beige.
You know what? I bet you there's going to be a lot of that going on, Gina, and I'm not kidding.
I'm not either.
Let's rock the dump. This is the Electric Light Orchestra. We are Mark in the Morning, and this is 100.3 The Sound. We are Southern California's classic rock. Well, I couldn't love them more, the Electric Light Orchestra. I want to stay on time, but quickly we go to Jim calling from Tustin. We talked about Kraft Macaroni and Cheese taking out the color, the dye color. It's going to be white or whatever color it's going to be. It's not going to be orange anymore after it starts 2016. Jim calls. He has an update. Jim, you have an update on the color?
Yeah, hi, Mark.
Hi.
They said last night on the news that Kraft is going to use turmeric, which is yellow, and paprika, which is obviously red, to make the color. It's still going to be orange.
Turmeric is very expensive, so I don't know if that's going to skyrocket the price. Because, I mean, people use that to cure illnesses and stuff.
Use it making
How
pickles,
say you?
Too, I think.
Good talk.
Well, I mean, it's good points. If this turmeric is expensive, that's going to jack the price up. And I guess, as Jim is telling us, it's still going to be orange.
Mark, what's wrong with cheese with a Z?
You see, I don't trust. Like, for example, nachos at a ball game with the cheese sauce. I hate that.
It's so good.
It's
like primordial soup. It's so great.
I love that the difference that they want to make is in the color of the... Okay, I appreciate if they're taking out the artificial dyes and that kind of stuff. But how about, I'm going to open up a whole can of worms, but how about making stuff organic and not grown with pesticides that kills bees and making it so that it's not GMO and just the simple stuff that you can do.
I don't even know why you're saying that. Cancer is at a highest rate ever in history, and you're talking about healthy? No. Let's keep eating out of cans and boxes and support the cancer industry.
You're right.
You know what? I was talking when Linda was going through cancer. I asked her cancer surgeon. I said, is it me and we're just, maybe I'm older and I'm aware of breast cancer because I'm hearing a lot about it versus back in the day. But it seems to me there is a lot more breast cancer now than there was. And he said, there is. Mm. And I said, why is that? And he says, we don't have enough data, or as Jeff Lynn would say, data.
Insufficient data coming through. Right.
But my guess is, it's because we eat things out of a box and out of a can that have crap added to it to preserve the shelf life.
There was a quote from Jane Goodall not too long ago. She said, someday we'll look back on this time and wonder why we ever thought it was a good idea to grow food with poison.
Mm. Well, I think we're paying the price because, you know, from back in the day, when everything you ate for the most part was pulled out of the garden, either that day or the day before, versus now. We're eating a lot of crap we don't need.
And everybody listening to this who is saying, yeah, but you go whole paycheck, go to Whole Foods, takes all your money. Go to your farmer's market. Support your local farmer's market. Get it so it was locally grown without pesticides and all that stuff, and it costs less than it does at the grocery store.
If you just joined us, Andy's on a hippie binge.
I am. Man. I wore my patchouli and my Birkenstocks today.
When we come back, Gina's going to trend. And also, you heard Todd mention yesterday the baseball manager who went off saying 77 times the F-bomb. I have an edited version of that speech,
yes!
And so we'll get to it. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. All right. Now, we all have heard Tommy Lasorda's great rants, some of my absolute favorites, but the guy's name is Brian Price. He was frustrated with his team's poor play, and so he decided to blast them at the press conference. 77 times he says the F word.
So I'll be honest with you, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of listening to this. I'm sick of the second guessing. You guys can do whatever the you want, but I'll tell you this. I'm not going to tell you everything about this club because you guys are going to go out there and sniff it out anyway. I don't like it one bit. Bend over backwards, be honest and direct with you guys, and you stick it right up my in the and I'm sick of it.
Those of you that are wondering, he is the manager of the Cincinnati Reds.
I like him.
Let's find out what's trending. Gina.
Can we just listen to that again? Well, a perfect 100-carat diamond in a classic emerald cut sold for just over $22 million wow, at auction Jesus. On Tuesday. Wow. Yes, indeed. Facebook is tweaking its setup so you get more updates from friends and less updates on shared news articles. And Motley Crue will close out its 34-year live career this New Year's Eve at Staples, the last stop on its official mandated final tour. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning. And now let's get into some Boston. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
Nice. Boston, Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Coming up, I've got my stupid criminal section. I'm kind of pumped about it. I love idiotic criminals. They're bad at it because they're stupid, and I love it. So the question is posed, which airline has the lowest customer satisfaction? Spirit Airlines.
Oh, of course.
Well deserved.
Of course.
They rank dead last in the latest travel report from the American Customer Satisfaction. JetBlue claimed the top spot as the most satisfying airline with a score of 81. Southwest ranked just below them with a 78. Huh. Spirit defends themselves by saying, basically, we get you there at 40% less than other airlines. We don't have perks.
Spirit. As long as you don't bring a suitcase, ask for water, or ask to print your boarding pass.
Carry on. Yeah. None
Spirit,
of that.
Aren't they the ones that were contemplating charging to use the bathroom?
I think that sounds about right.
Yeah.
I've always said, because I've flown them many times, their tagline should be, fly Spirit so we can break yours.
I had gum on my seat on Spirit, like chewed up gum.
The last time I was in Hawaii, Linda and I were in Maui, and we were going to hop over to Oahu. So we got on Hawaii Airlines. I spent, and it's only 20 minutes, the flight, you know? I spent that 20 minutes the piece of wall that's to the right of me, I held it up. I kid you not. To keep it from banging me in the head.
You were a bulkhead.
Oh, yes. That's so great.
And this is not good news. Coach seating is about to become yet more cramped. We know you're wondering how that's even possible. Planes being built by Boeing and Airbus are squeezing more seats onto the aircraft. To do this, the seats will become narrower.
Oh.
Padding will be reduced by half.
Wait, whoa.
And the person sitting next to you will basically almost be in your lap.
You know, the average seat width is only 17 inches. So how much smaller can they make it?
Right. And Americans are growing larger.
Yes.
So,
yeah, this is not going to. Real quickly, and then I'll take a break. I'm pretty adamant about this in that if you are a large person, you need to get two seats. I made the mistake of a guy, really, really big guy, sits down next to me and he goes, "Do you mind if we raise up the armrest?" I said, "Sure." Seat. And so then he sat in half of my chair for the thing. and I was scarred by that because it was a 6-hour flight.
Oh, no.
And so that had been searing in me. So we're on a flight. Linda is in the middle. I'm on the aisle seat. Linda's in the middle. And this huge cow of a guy, he gets over. He's sitting on the window. And he tries to sit down. And he says to Linda, "Do you mind?"
Mm-mm.
I let him get that far. And it was like, "No! No, it stays down. Stays down." I mean, I just bit his ear off.
Wow.
I don't remember when I threw it out.
Yeah, Linda looked at me like, "Calm down, dude. It's okay." And so I just, you know. So how they can make a coach seat smaller. I'm not a huge, I'm an okay size guy.
Yeah.
I fit right in there and that's it. There's no room left.
That's that.
Yeah. So get ready. They're about to change it. Slicing business off, coming back with stupid criminals and so much more. Stay where you are. It's Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound.
History. That happened, and we all let it happen.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
Glenn Campbell celebrates 78 years of age. This fantastic talent was once a Beach Boy. Before he became Glenn Campbell, he did a ton of work with the Wrecking Crew and other session work. I will share something with you that I bet you don't know. The guitar at the beginning of this next song is Glenn Campbell.
What?
That's him.
Get you some, King.
Calm down, Danny. Eddie Albert was born on this day back in 1906. The star of television's Green Acres made over 100 film appearances and introduced Ronald Reagan to Jane Wyman.
Wow. Farm living is a life for me. Land stretched out so far and wide. Darling, I love you.
Just give me that countryside.
Almost had it.
One-time porn actress Linda Lovelace, whose starring role in Deep Throat made her a celebrity in the 70s, she died on this day of injuries sustained in a Denver car accident 19 days earlier. She was only 53 years of age. It was also on this day that Richard Nixon passed away at 81.
I welcome this kind of examination because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
It was on this day back in 1976, Barbara Walters becomes the first female nightly news anchor.
Well, the countdown begins 1 hour from now. A random selection of numbers.
Now, not to make a big deal, but you know what? She was so groundbreaking as a female. I mean, the first female to sit and anchor a news desk. The first female to make $1 million a year at what she did.
Mm-hmm.
She really is an icon in the world of broadcast, and I've never met her, and I would love to. It was on this day back in 1966, the Troggs released this. Besides it being Earth Day today, it is also Girl Scout Leader Day and National Jelly Bean Day.
I brought in jelly beans.
Did you really?
I brought in Girl Scouts.
Did you really? Nice. Yeah, I brought in the black ones, black jelly beans. They had a whole bag of just black jelly beans. Licorice? Nobody?
Hate licorice.
Detest.
Really?
Yeah. No good. No good.
You're not American.
Are you planting anise seed in your backyard?
Gina just said anise.
She's curious about my anise.
Very.
No.
Jack Nicholson is 78 today.
No.
Oh.
You make me want to be a better man.
To old D.H. Lawrence.
Yeah! What low-budget movie was Jack Nicholson's first? Was it Plan 9 from Outer Space, Lucifer Rising, The Crybaby Killer?
I'm going Lucifer Rising. I don't think he was in Plan 9.
I don't think he was in Plan 9. I'll go Lucifer Rising.
The Crybaby Killer.
Ah!
Jack Nicholson won his first Oscar for which film? I'll give you the...
First Oscar?
Mm-hmm.
Give us some choices.
I'm going to say 5 Easy Pieces.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, The Shining, Easy Rider.
Cuckoo's Nest. Cuckoo's
Correct. Nest. Yeah. Jack Nicholson's famed diner scene in 5 Easy Pieces involved what food?
Chick Sal San.
That is correct. Chicken salad sandwich. And the great Peter Frampton turned 65 today. Peter had released 4 studio solo albums before his career blew up with Frampton Comes Alive in 1976. Peter tells us, Do You Feel Like We Do, one of the 3 hits from that landmark Double Live album, actually dated back to between his first and second album 3 years earlier.
It was in fact written in between Wind of Change and recording Frampton's Camel. I had just the chorus and went to rehearsal, and so we needed a stage number, and that was how that came about, as a jam from a rehearsal, really. We all wrote that together.
And this is the studio version of it.
A little more sexy.
I love me some stupid criminals. Here we go. Florida guy was arrested last week on charges of impersonating both a cop and a car wash attendant. He was directing traffic, standing in the middle of the street, and peeing on cars as they drove by.
As cops often do, what?
He's in jail. A 70-year-old woman was arrested at New York's JFK Airport after federal agents found 4 pounds of coke stuffed down in her Spanx. She's in jail.
Well, that is where you'd keep it.
Cops arrested the unidentified man yesterday. An unidentified man yesterday when they caught him in the process of burglarizing a house. They cuffed him, his hands were behind him, and they placed him in the back of the cop car. He somehow was able to bring his hands to the front of his body, climbed into the front seat, and drove the cop car away.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
He's in jail.
He's not stupid. He's smart.
And a Florida woman may have the better future as a boxing promoter than a mother after she used Facebook to arrange a fight between her 13-year-old daughter and a 13-year-old classmate. 33-year-old Tabitha Ann Bennett is accused of sending a Facebook message to the 14-year-old classmate telling her when and where to meet to fight her daughter. Police say Bennett showed up to ref the fight, and she had a knife. At one point during the match, the classmate appeared to be winning, so mom pulled the girl to the ground by her hair and then ordered her daughter to get on top of her.
Jeez.
The entire scene was captured on cell phone video, which was used to arrest her. She is in jail.
Goodbye.
Florida. A few of those were in Florida.
Love me some Florida, man.
Long time fan.
Where good judgment goes to die.
I've had so many great. I digress. I mean, I actually went there. So now Andrew was out the last 2 days, and you and the boy had some fun, did you not?
Yeah, we just love music. He loves, you know, making music, and he does it in his own way. I shared this with you earlier. This will give you an insight right here. Him on horn and tambourine.
What kind of music is that?
Classical music. It's without no words.
It doesn't have any words, so it's classical music?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So what happens now is basically, I'll make up stupid songs while we're having the bath, that kind of thing. Like this next one, we were having the bath. And I'll just, you know, start riffing on something, and I'll sing something. I'll sing it once, then I'm like, sing it with me. And the second time through, he does pretty good. This is kind of in the vein of Rodgers and Hammerstein, I think.
All right. It's the butt cleaning song. Stand for me, please. Just a moment, Silas. Stand for me, please. Just a moment there. Stand for me, please. Just a moment, Silas. And I'll clean your derriere. Well done.
See, he's pretty good. He catches on quickly. This one, I got one more for you. This is an earworm. This is going to be with you. Sang it one time, and then the next time, he kicks it off. Check it out. It's called Fun, Fun, Fun.
Fun, 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 fun.
Yeah.
Fun, 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 fun.
Fun, 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 good clapping. Fun, 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 big finish. Fun, 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 fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a prodigy, am I right?
I like how he stayed just behind the beat like a true pro.
Yeah. It was a push. He was in the pocket. He was feeling it.
That's good stuff. Okay, we have much to do. There is so much more, Mark, in the morning. We just can't stand it. It's too good. We may not even. It's so good we're not going to do it. Stay where you are. This is 100.3 The Sound.
He's getting logy.
Southern California's classic rock. Mark in the morning, 100.3 The Sound, about to acquiesce to Uncle Joe.
Wow.
What's scheduled for the 10? I don't even think I used it correctly.
And he almost said it right.
Yeah. check your diction.
It must not be Spanish.
What's up at the 10 at 10?
It's the year Beverly Hills Cop came out, Ghostbusters, Police Academy, Footloose. Oh, my God, it's 1984.
Yes.
Incredible amount of music. 10 at 10 coming up next year on The Sound.
Tomorrow, Sal Cerencioni joins us, the latest in the world of classic rock. But the big news is, people, we've got a clairvoyant in the room.
Psychic medium Rebecca Fearing is going to blow your mind.
Now, we are going to open the phones and let you get on there and have her read you. So the phone number is 888-696-1003. It's going to be packed because we got us a clairvoyant going on in the room. She knows that we're talking about it right now. See, because she's clairvoyant.
I get it.
Want more Mark in the Morning? Live and in living color in Southern California. Listen weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 100.3 FM.